Welcome to The Deadline. I'm Laura, your host and founder of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society, which is a non-profit paranormal investigating organization here in the state. One of the largest, actually.
Actually, the largest.
Probably the largest, yeah.
Well, it is the largest. Who else in the state is larger than us?
I don't know.
I don't think there is anyone.
Well, yeah, because I've still got a couple more memberships to process, and I think we're up at 440 at this point.
Getting close to that 500.
I know. It's awesome. But yeah, so we're a nonprofit organization, and we conduct paranormal investigations, and we train people who become lifetime members for only $20 how to do your own investigations. So, been around since 1998, right?
Yes.
Yes. And we have a lot to go over this week on our wonderful little podcast here, so let me jump right in and do the meeting announcements. The next meeting is going to be in Hackettstown on March 20th, and that's the Northwest Division. That's the one that I head up. And that takes place in the Community Center, located at 293 Main Street in Hackettstown, inside the Blue Room. After that, it's March 29th, the Northeast Division, which is headed up by team leader Laura Lindemann, at the Bogota Recreation Center, located at 162 West Main Street in Bogota. And finally, on April 4th, we have the Central Jersey Division's meeting, and that is held in the Hazlitt Library at 251 Middle Road in Hazlitt. Team leaders Gregory and Sherry Irish lead up the Central Jersey Division. All meetings start at 7 p.m. and end at 8:30 p.m. and are free and open to the public to attend. So if you have a picture or a recording that you're questioning, feel free to bring it to the Share and Scare segment of our monthly meeting and have it reviewed. Pardon me, I need a sip of water. I'm like dying.
Oh my god. Let's know we're recording here.
I'm doing the best I can, man. This is like, I'm still getting over this nasty, whatever, viruses. You know, there's all the big wig bosses at work, mine being one of them, over a week ago, had to go to Miami for a meeting.
Aww.
I know. Wow, wow. However, they all came back with various issues, diseases, colds. One had walking pneumonia. Two had bronchitis. One had upper respiratory. My boss, one of them, was bronchitis. There was upper respiratory infections, sinus infections. I mean, they all came back sick as dogs. And of course, it all goes to their admin. So now, bear with me, but I'm getting through the end of this here. I've had to be on antibiotics, and hopefully that'll clear this out. So, well, if you hear me sighing, it's not that I'm having some romantic daydream. It's just I'm gasping for air physically right now.
It could be a little
bug. Man. Anyway, so last weekend, I had the pleasure of attending my first ever movie premiere, The Haunting of Danbury House.
Did you get to walk down the red carpet?
They didn't have a red carpet.
Then what kind of movie premiere is that?
I don't know. All I know is I walked in the front door, and a big flash went off in my face, and I think it, I don't know who it was, somebody was taking pictures, but...
Did you get to see anything?
We saw the movie.
Oh, you mean picture flash?
Yeah, it was a picture flash. Yeah, no. It was a, you know, as... So there wasn't really paparazzi, it was just a camera person taking a picture, but blinding nonetheless. But the movie, they did a great job.
Great.
I ended up buying two copies of it, one for me to keep, and my kids who were with me for the premiere, they wanted one. And
did you get it signed?
I was gonna, and then I thought,
I'll wait till it goes for O'Connor.
You know, it doesn't, to me, it was just like, you know, I know these people, and they were busy, and I thought, I'm not gonna stand around here. Plus, I wasn't feeling too good anyway. I was still coming down with this.
Well, I'm glad I didn't go.
Yeah, really. It was a rough weekend, and it carried on till now.
Definitely would have gotten my steak, I'm sure.
No, I took the kids wanted to go to Bennigan's afterwards, so I took them there. And that lucked out. I had a coupon, and it was only supposed to be up to $8 off and for like a free dessert or free appetizer.
Right.
And my son got a dessert, so that should have been like $4.95 taken off the bill, but the waitress was so sweet. I was like hacking my head off. I told her, can we kind of like speed this up because I know I'm annoying your other customers and I don't want to do that. I want to get out of here. She ends up running the coupon and took off my son's entree completely.
Wow.
$8.99. So the whole bill for all three of us was $21 with dessert, everything. But yeah, the premiere was very good. Hats off to Carl Petrie and John Enriquio. They did a fantastic job. Tony Rugnetta was there. He's the lead actor in the movie. He plays Max Shapiro. And Kathy Locke plays Aubrey Arnold, who's the lead actress, lead character for the movie. And it turns out that Aubrey's great-great-grandfather is the center of this whole murder mystery and history, and I don't want to give the movie away. And they were selling the DVD there for only $10 a piece.
Jeez.
I don't know if they cost more online because of shipping and handling, but
probably.
But being at the premiere, they were $10 each, so I'm like, hey, I'll take two of them. Sorry.
Now we're going to hear a lot of that.
I know, I'm so sorry. But, yeah, so it went really well. They even did a little awards ceremony in the beginning, you know, and they handed out little statuettes and things to the different actors and to Carl and John. So that was neat. And it was very cool. I have to say, they let the whole thing run through all the credits, and it was neat to see my name scroll up on the screen, you know, mixed in with everybody else's, but it was pretty cool. And I didn't realize, but they even in the credits list Paranormal Technical Advisors, the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society. So that was cool.
Wow.
So we have, our organization has billing, so that's very cool. So thank you very much to Carl and to John for letting me be a part of that. It was fun, and the kids got the biggest kick. I mean, for all 2 seconds that I'm on the camera, you know, on the screen, my little one was sitting next to me, and he, like, elbows me, and he's like, Mom, that's you. And I'm like, yeah, I know. You know, he was so excited. So it was very cool. And guess what? We have a contest entry.
That's about friggin' time.
Apparently, either people have already bought their tickets to Ghost World or are just too shy to want to win.
Or maybe you guys are just too rich. You don't need free tickets.
Well, we do have an entry. And I have to say, we're going to play it now, so everybody take a listen. I've listened through it in its entirety. Brian's only heard the beginning part. He's going to hear the whole thing now. And then we'll make our commentary afterwards. So
I'll try not to laugh.
No, we're not going to laugh. Everyone, here's our first entry by Dina Chirico of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society.
Hello out there, fellow paranormal enthusiasts. I'm Dina Chirico, and this is my ghostly encounter at the Farnsworth House in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. In September 2005, I traveled to Gettysburg for a paranormal investigation and decided to stay at the Farnsworth House, a bed and breakfast famously known for the number of the present ghosts and many people's haunting experiences. This room, the Long Street, was to be shared with a friend of mine, but something had prevented her from coming along, and I had to endure this two-night stay alone. After arriving and while unpacking my bags, I strongly felt a woman's presence in the room with me. It felt warm and helpful. I mentioned to her aloud that I will be staying in the room for 2 nights, and she was more than welcome to come and go.
You're crazy.
I also said I wasn't there to wish her harm or compromise her status in any way. Hey, what are you yawning for? It gets better. As I was sleeping the first night, I heard what sounded like marbles on the hardwood floor above me. I glanced at the alarm clock, and it read 12:30 a.m. I wondered, was there an actual child playing upstairs at this hour of the night? Or was it the sound of the young boy that's been reported by so many people? The following night, after our scheduled investigation, I awoke around the same time, 12:30 a.m., from the sound of a cracker being eaten. I remember hearing about some of the food staples that were eaten among the soldiers, one of them being thick crackers similar to that of matzah. Deciding not to pay much attention to it, because of my tiredness, I returned to sleep. What happened next was very astounding. I fully awoke from a dead sleep to discover someone was sitting down on the bed next to me. I felt the bed go down and felt something touching me. At this time, I was lying on my stomach and opened my eyes to see the alarm clock. It read 4:17 a.m. My heart was beating faster than when I went skydiving. Boom, 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 boom. I didn't feel frightened or nervous, but it felt very vulnerable, having just awoken in a more submissive position to this entity sitting against me. What did it want? Did it want to tell me something? Or just want me to be aware of its presence?
I don't know.
The energy of the spirit was the same energy as the woman's the day before. Should I turn around and look? What would I see? I turned my head, and although I still felt this energy against me, I saw nothing but the indentation. I thanked this spirit for allowing me to stay here, and turned my head back and returned to sleep. Feeling very, very relieved. Thank you very much.
Well, what do you think?
That was pretty good.
That was pretty good, Dina.
Impressed with the sound effects.
Yeah, I got a kick out of listening to that, and wow, a one-woman show there. That was really, really, and I mean, what's good about it is it's her own true experience, you know, it wasn't anything she had to take from a book, I mean, this, and how precise she was in always noting the clock and the time. I mean, so she's got her investigator cap on, and yet it's her own experience, and then she was very creative in the telling of it. So, kudos. I really like that.
I think she's our front runner right now.
Yeah, definitely. We don't have any other entries.
Exactly.
People. You know, I mean, you will hear the commercial play again throughout the during the show, which details the contest, okay?
We know.
And you can also get the details right on the deadline page of NJGHS.net.
And the more people that enter, that means we'll take the commercial off at some point.
Yeah, you know?
You'll hear it every week.
Yeah, but you should really give it a shot. Like, now people, you have something to kind of go by, too. Dina was the brave one to bite the bullet, step up to the plate, and record something and send it in. Now you've heard it. So it should get your wheels spinning creatively, so you can figure out what is it, you know, what's my favorite story? What's my favorite ghost experience? How best can I tell it? Because we have not one, but two spots to give as attendance to Ghost World Conference. We will reserve two rooms for you. You have to pay for the room, but we'll hold them for you at the Ghost Conference rate, which is sold out now, as far as rooms go. And you will get the goodie basket that has the books and the t-shirt, and the book is Ghosts of Gettysburg, signed by Mark Nesbitt. I'm gonna, you know, so
heck, I might do one just for the goodie bag.
Yeah.
Well, you never said we weren't allowed.
Oh, it stands to reason, yeah. All team leaders, immediate family and friends, or blah, blah. Are excluded from participating. You cannot have won a contest in the past 30 days to qualify.
I never get nothing around
that. I know. Actually, the 30-day rule applies primarily to our haunted trivia. If you've won haunted trivia in the past 30 days, you're welcome to submit your answer, but you can't get a prize in more than every 30 days.
Okay.
So, and actually, I think we had a winner this past week, so I'll get to that later on. And, in fact, there were two other winners previously, some people that I owe some t-shirts to, and I have been running ragged, and I apologize, but I will get that stuff out. I'm waiting, you know, just between you and me and the lamppost, my boss is going to be in the UK from Tuesday to Friday next week. So I'll actually have a lunch hour, a real lunch.
Or two.
No, just a lunch hour. So, but you take, excuse me, four of them, you know, 4 days in a row to have lunch. That'll be a lot of stuff done for the NJGHS that week. So you will be getting your stuff. Bear with me. And here we go. Here's a commercial break. Hey, we have a new contest. Now's your chance to win admission to the Ghost World Conference. You can attend the Ghost World Conference in July at Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. All you have to do is record yourself telling or reading your favorite ghost story or experience. This can be from a published work or from one of your own investigations. Now, you can be as dramatic and creative as you want. In fact, the more the better. We're not looking for the humdrum read here, people. Come on, it's a podcast after all. We need the story to come alive for the listeners. You're not allowed to make up a ghost story or experience. Again, you can tell one that you sincerely experienced or one that is published in a book or article somewhere that you claim is your favorite of all time. Don't worry if we receive the same story from more than one person. Again, your creative and dramatic approach to the telling of the story is what will win you the votes. That's right, votes. In keeping with the American Idol approach, we will let our listeners decide on whose story and its telling is the best, and therefore who deserves to go to Ghost World Conference. Submit your recording no later than May 15, 2072, the deadline, at njghs.net. If the file is too big to email, then burn it off to a CD and snail mail it to The Deadline, P.O. Box 8018, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07054. Brian and I will review these recordings and play them on the show as well. We will narrow it down to the top five and place those recordings on the deadline page of the NJGHS website for voting. The voting will be from June 1st to 15th and the winner announced on the June 22nd podcast. In addition to admission to the Ghost World Conference, the winner will receive an NJGHS gift basket, including a bumper sticker, t-shirt, baseball hat, and an autographed copy of The Ghosts of Gettysburg by Mark Nesbitt. Winner is responsible for all costs. This is including travel, lodging, meals, expenses incurred while at the conference. Basically, we get you there, people. That's it. Okay, a room will be held at the Ghost World Conference rate of $119 at the Wyndham Gateway Gettysburg, but the winner is responsible for payment of this cost. Even if you have already registered for the conference, you may enter this contest. If you win, your registration fee will be refunded to you by the NJGHS, and you will get the basket of goodies as specified prior. So get to it, record your MP3 or WAV file, and email it or snail mail it to the deadline. All these details will be on the NJGHS.net website. Good luck. Do you have what it takes to be a ghost hunter? Are you fascinated with the paranormal? Then why not take your interest to the next level and join the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society? For a $20 lifetime membership fee, you'll receive training on our cemetery hunts, get to participate on investigative teams for private investigations, and receive discounts on books we sell. Members also get the reduced rate on special events we offer throughout the year. You can PayPal right from the homepage of www.njghs.net or send your check or money order payable to Ghost Hunters to P.O. Box 8018, Parsippany, New Jersey 07054. Happy haunting. If you're ready to take your ghost hunting to the next level, you're ready to be a certified paranormal investigator by the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society. The certification includes 4 hours of hands-on, concentrated training by the NJGHS leaders at the most haunted prison in the United States, Eastern State Penitentiary, located in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. To participate, you must have all of your own equipment. Register online at the NJGHS.net website certification page. Costs are $125 for current members and $145 for non-members of the NJGHS who will receive their membership going forward. PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa are accepted. Upon completion of the course, submission of your report of findings, and achieving a total point score of 80 or better, you will receive your certificate and new certified paranormal investigator card from the NJGHS. All the details are on the certification page of the NJGHS.net website. So what are you waiting for? Take your hobby seriously. Become a certified paranormal investigator. Hey, welcome back to The Deadline. It's time for Parashare. And lo and behold, we have a Parashare.
I don't believe it.
Yes, we do.
You're lying.
No, not lying at all. This gentleman, Ken, says, I have been hearing about all the losers who haven't been sending in their real-life ghost stories. I decided to make life a little easier for the both of you.
Losers? What does he mean, losers?
That's the term you generally apply to those who refuse.
Never. I would use a word like deadbeats.
Well, anyway, Ken, I know I emailed you. I am sending you membership in the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society, a $20 lifetime value, because I am so pleased that you did step up and send in, not just send in a parashare, but it's a damn good one. I really like this story. Yeah. So, that said, let's get to Ken's parashare, the story of the sneezing ghost. 6 years ago, I worked part-time for a floor restoration company. One of the buildings we serviced was in downtown New Bedford, Massachusetts. The building has 7 floors and is around 150 years old. Even the elevator has to be operated in the old tradition of a designated elevator person. So wherever we need to go in the building, the elevator operator had to accompany us. My coworker and I had heard the story from the night elevator operator about the sneezing ghost in the 7th floor bathroom. The elevator operator told us of his encounter with the sneezing ghost. He said that he was locking up the building one night before he had any knowledge of the building's haunted history. He went to use the 7th floor bathroom and heard someone sneeze behind him. He said, God bless you, and turned to see who was there with him. Now this bathroom is very small, and there's no place for anyone to hide. He continued to look, and then a very loud sneeze occurred right in front of his face. He was scared and ran out of there and returned to the first floor. He told the day shift elevator operator about the incident. That is when he learned the story behind the sneezing ghost. The story goes that many years ago, a lawyer ran his practice out of the corner office on the 7th floor. He worked many hours and would routinely work late into the night. He eventually passed away while he was working one night. Ever since that night, his ghost can be heard sneezing in the 7th floor bathroom. He is mostly experienced at night and to whoever is alone and the last person on that floor. Maybe because it reminds him of how he used to be there alone. I have always loved the paranormal and was very interested in this story. My coworker didn't believe in anything paranormal. We had been to the building many times without any incidents. I had tried to experience the ghost for myself by staying in the bathroom alone with the lights off, but nothing happened. We had been to this building many times and nothing supernatural occurred. Then one night, we had to restore the 7th floor bathroom. All the work we performed was done after hours when everyone except for the elevator operator was gone. The night elevator person, my coworker, and I all went up to the 7th floor. I started to joke with my coworker. I said, I am going to lock you in with a ghost, and I started to make fake sneezing sounds. Then I said aloud, my coworker doesn't believe in you. Show him that you are really here. We all laughed and went about our work. I unlocked the bathroom door and turned on the light to get the room ready. We needed to get more equipment from the truck, so all three of us went down the elevator to the first floor. As we returned with our equipment, I went to open the door. The door was locked. I was the last person out, and there wasn't anyone else in the building. That really freaked us out. Then the elevator operator said, "See, now you made him mad." My coworker thought it was a joke at first, but soon realized that I wasn't kidding. We unlocked the door again, and the light switch was turned off. That was it for me. I said, forget this. We packed up all our equipment and left. I wasn't going to have a pissed off ghost coming after a pissed off bathroom. Get it? Isn't that cute? We rescheduled the job for a Sunday during the day. Nothing happened that time, but we just went in and out as fast as possible and didn't say a word. Thanks, Ken. Oh, Ken, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Our new member, because that was real. Wasn't that a good story?
That was awesome.
Very cool. And see, stuff like that happens. You're pretty sure, especially when you make that conscious effort of, I'm going to lock this up and shut this light off, and you come back, and you leave the light on, the light's off, and pretty cool.
Why can't we find places like that?
And we find them. Things like that happen.
Not lately, we haven't found them.
Well, we have an investigation. Well, we'll have to wait to hear how that goes. There's an investigation that took place last week, but I haven't heard any of the findings yet.
Is it last week or this week?
Oh, wait, on the 16th. The night that the show airs, yeah. I know. I'm getting all, like, my podcast time and real time confused. Like, oh, my God.
You're getting old.
I know. Anyway, so thank you very much for that, Parish. Now, people there, you heard it. I'm sure you've got stories like that to tell, too. And it's all part of the research, part of the learning and growing in this paranormal field of study. So send them in to thedeadline@njghs.net.
The largest and most comprehensive ghost conference the paranormal world has ever seen is coming in Gettysburg, July 20th to 22nd, 2007, at the newly constructed Wyndham Gettysburg Hotel and Conference Center. At this supernatural summit will be close to 3,000 square feet of space, where the paranormal community will come together toward excellence in the field of study, as well as establish standards and protocols in the science of supernatural research. Best-selling authors and paranormal presenters include John Zaffis, Mark Skuerman, Mark Moran, Jeff Belanger, Charles Ammons III, Troy Taylor, and Vince Wilson. Special event co-hosts will be none other than Mark Nesbitt, author of the Ghost of Gettysburg series. Ghost hunters, be prepared to shop the largest paranormal trade show with vendors of ghost hunting gear, authors and books, and other fascinating otherworldly goods. Register for one of the intensive workshops, take a ghost tour with Mark Nesbitt aboard a train, or tune into the dead with Jane Doherty, psychic medium. All details are at the Ghost World Conference website at www.ghostworldconference.com. Register online at the site www.ghostworldconference.com with PayPal, Visa, MasterCard, or e-check. Group discounts available for groups of 10 or more. Please email info@ghostworldconference.com for details. All sales are final. Ghost World Conference is a production of Ghost World LLC with sponsorship by X Zone Radio.
I'm Philip Keeler from the Strange But True radio podcast, the aim to bring you the latest paranormal or just plain weird news from around the world. We've spoken to some of the biggest names in the business. How about TV's medium, Colin Fry?
I've been a working medium now for so many years. I mean, 27 years now. And I do actually say on my big national tour, you know, when I introduce the show, I'm not out to convert anybody. I'm not out to change anybody's opinions or views.
Alongside the big interviews, our reporters, Stephen and Joe Farmer go ghost investigating.
At the moment, we're sitting upstairs at Red Lion at Avebury in the Keller Room. Obviously, what we hope to get this evening is evidence of any supernatural goings on within the pub.
Me and Steve have been doing investigating for about 3 years now. We do it in our part time, so anybody could become a paranormal investigator. You've just got to not be scared of dark places.
Download the Strange But True radio podcast.
Okay, it's time for Haunted Trivia. Now, last week, you were asked, what is the haunted musical instrument at Yale University? Answer, the organ. Remember we had this little chuckle about... What was your suggestion, Brian?
Oh, geez, I don't remember. Oh, I don't remember. Tell me.
You remember.
No, I don't.
Something to do with a flute?
Oh, the skin flute.
The skin... And I was laughing, and you said, well, I'm close. And yes, it was the organ. But it was the pipe organ. But,
exactly.
Margaret Schultz, I believe, from Connecticut, had the correct answer.
You believe?
Well, I haven't been in front of the computer, but I do think, you know, she was the one that wrote in. Excuse me. So this week's Haunted Trivia has a skill level of semi-challenging. In Germanic folklore, there is tale of the Kindermordelin. Kindermordelin. My German is horrible, I apologize. Children murdered by their mothers. We know this as the Radiant Boy, a glowing ghost of a boy who was murdered by his mother and whose appearance portends bad luck and a violent death. The most famous documented Radiant Boy was at a castle in England in 1803. What is the name of this castle? Be the first person to email the correct answer to hauntedtrivia@njghs.net and we'll win the Junior Ghost Hunters t-shirt. Breathing, yes, yeah, I remember that. So, The Ghost World Conference registration price is now up to $130 per person. So, you know, gone are the $115 days. So people, you better get in, because June 15th is the last day to register. After that, it's going to be $150 at the door.
Or better yet, to send us in a story, and you could be the winner of a ticket.
Absolutely. Better yet, that's your right. Or, and don't forget, the MJGHS buddy rate of $85 expires on April 30th. So, right now, it's a considerable savings, over $130, you know.
I agree.
And let's see, so if you are a member of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society and would like to register with the buddy rate for Ghost World Conference in July, please email me at laurah@mjghs.net. I will verify your membership and send you the link so you can register online through PayPal.
Lordy.
Excuse me. So stay tuned to the website, mjghs.net, and sign up for our MJGHS Yahoo groups to get the latest and greatest info. The weather is getting warmer, thankfully, so our cemetery hunts will start up again. Ooh.
Yay.
Yeah. That'll be fun. Okay, thanks again to Brian Sant, the MJGHS technician and producer of The Deadline.
Hail to the king.
And our team leaders, Gregory and Sherry Irish and Laura Lindemann. And Don Slepian of DonSlepian.com for our theme song, The Dance of the Dead. And of course, thanks to you for listening. Keep downloading the shows weekly, because at some point in life you have to meet The Deadline.